Welcome back to Radio or Not. I'm Nicole Sandler. Allow me a little diversion here today. I know I promised up next the second part of my Steely Dan interview. However, today is August 9th, 2005. It's the 10th anniversary of Jerry Garcia's death. And, well, 10 years ago this morning, I was on the air at KSCA in Los Angeles, and the news came in at about 8:30 that Jerry Garcia had been found dead. So we did what any self-respecting radio station should do, and we went into full Grateful Dead mode. Boy, looking back on it, what a day that was. It started like any other day, and in the air check you'll hear in a few minutes, I backed it up just about 10 minutes or so. So you'll hear the mood we were in leading up to the news, and wow, on listening back, I think I was shell-shocked. It took me a good hour to get my footing again and to start expressing what was going on. Unfortunately, when the tape ran out, that was the last thing on my mind, was air checking what was going on. So what I have for you here is a little slice of that morning 10 years ago when Jerry Garcia died. The way a radio station air check skimmer works is when the microphone is turned on, the tape recorder goes on. So you'll hear snippets of music. And our program director, Mike Morrison, really paid attention to detail in that, you know, we were concerned about the music at the station. So he was also very concerned about the segues, the transitions from one song to the next. So our skimmer had a segue detector in it. So when the CD player was getting to the end of a song, the recorder would click on and it would record the segue, the transition between the two songs, and then it would go off again. So you don't hear the full songs, but you do hear a good sampling of the music we played that morning. Well, after the interview, I'll tell you what snowballed and then what went on that evening. It was August 9th, 1995. And this is Radio or Not.
It is 8:18 on this Remember Wednesday morning at KSCA. And today is the day in 1974 that Richard Nixon resigned from the presidency of the United States. The first person, and only person ever to resign the office. So we thought on this Remember Wednesday, why not check back and see what was the number one record on this day in 1974? It might be a good Remember Wednesday song.
Good idea.
And it was, it was The Night Chicago Died by Paper Lace. So we looked to the next week to see what the number one song was then. And it was Having My Baby by Paul Anka.
Arg.
And that held the number one position for 3 weeks. So we looked ahead 3 weeks, and it was Eric Clapton, I Shot the Sheriff. All right. It's Remember Wednesday on FM 101.9. KSCA FM 101.9 on this Remember Wednesday morning. Eric Clapton, I Shot the Sheriff, the number one song 4 weeks after Richard Nixon resigned the presidency back in 1974.
Close as we could come to find anything decent.
We're going to play Lyrically Speaking right after Chuck's news. Up for grabs today, tickets to the Horde Festival 1995.
Nice solution. 23 minutes past 8 o'clock, the 630th edition of the KSCA Morning News, brought to you by Proof Positive MCI. I'm Chuck Moshantz, and in 45 minutes of riveting testimony yesterday, L. Jean Lewis, the banking investigator who initiated a 1992 Whitewater probe, told the House Banking Committee she encountered resistance at every turn as she looked into the dealings of the failed Arkansas Savings and Loan Association, Madison Guarantee, owned by James McDougal, president and Hillary Clinton's partner in the Whitewater real estate development deal. Lewis said she believes in. National Weather Service says same old weather-wise, 80s, 90s, maybe topping the 100-degree mark in the San Bernardino area. Right now, it's 73 degrees.
And at 8:30, it is time once again to play Lyrically Speaking. We will read you a lyric from a popular song. It's your job to figure out what song that lyric came from and just who it was who recorded it. The first two callers to do so correctly this morning will each get a pair of tickets to Horde Festival 1995, featuring 6 hours of music, two stages, and great music from the Black Crowes, Blues Travelers, Ziggy Marley, Wilco, Joan Osborne, the Mother Hips, and more. Tickets are now available at all Ticketmaster outlets. The show is Saturday, September 2nd at the Olympic Velodrome.
You don't know the numbers? You don't know him by now? Okay, I'll tell you. From the 213-310-818 area codes, dial 520-KSCA. From any other area code, just call 1-800-777-1019.
Today's Lyrically Speaking song lyric goes like this. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. Up for grabs, tickets to the Horde Festival.
Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling.
If you think you know it, who recorded it, and the song title, give us a call from L.A. or the Valley, 520-KSCA. From everywhere else, the toll-free number is 1-800-777-1019. Good luck. It's 831 with Crowded House on FM 101.9. KSCA FM 101.9. Blues Traveler, Runaround, and Crowded House, Better Be Home Soon. The Lyrically Speaking song was Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side. Nancy Smith and Ed Rooney were the two winners, but we're going to break in and break format for a moment here.
Yes.
We just got some real bad news.
It's incredibly tragic, and it's a little frustrating right now because we don't know anything more than the fact that Jerry Garcia has died. He was found dead a couple of hours ago. We don't know how he died. I'm not sure where, in fact, he was when he died, and we are awaiting further information on this. We are seeking out further information on this right now, but the fact is, and it has been confirmed, that Grateful Dead legend Jerry Garcia has died.
We will, as soon as we know more, we'll check in and bring it to you here on FM 101.9. KSCA FM 101.9, The Grateful Dead, with the unfortunate news about Jerry Garcia. Chuck, what do you know?
Well, that this morning, 8 days after his 53rd birthday, Jerry Garcia was found dead in his room at a treatment facility called Forest Knolls in Novato in Marin County, California, this morning. He is reported at first blush to have died of natural causes. That is just about the extent of the information we have on the shocking news received just this morning that Jerry Garcia is dead.
Wow. We will keep checking, and whenever we can find more information, we will pass that along to you. In the meantime, let's take a final look at traffic.
All right, 8:49 the time. Mark Wheeler, tell us what's going on the freeways.
Thank you, Chuck, and thanks, Nicole.
You can see lots of effort went into making it good and fancy.
Snapple beverages made from the best stuff on earth.
Look for the Snapple a Day giveaway sweepstakes at a nearby store. Enter to win a year's supply of Snapple and use of a Snapple vending machine, or you may even win a Snapple jacket. Anyhow, hurry, because the sweepstakes ends August 31st. Snapple beverages made from the best stuff on earth.
It is 7 minutes before 9 o'clock on KSCA, and reports are still coming in, and as soon as we have all the details, we will pass them along to you. What we do know at this point is that Jerry Garcia was found dead this morning at the age of 53 in Northern California. We got a request for Bertha that mentions the area around which he was last seen. It is KSCA FM 101.9. KSCA Glendale, Los Angeles, FM 101.9.
I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. Please don't murder me.
KSCA FM 101.9, Dire Wolf, Grateful Dead, and Chuck Moshans has got all the latest news on Jerry Garcia.
Right, if you haven't heard by now, and the reason we're playing all the music right now is that Jerry Garcia, a certifiable rock and roll legend by anybody's standards, the leader and a founding member of the Grateful Dead, was this morning found dead in his room at a drug and alcohol treatment, a day facility in Marin County. Officials at Forest Knolls in Novato say Garcia died of natural causes. Jerry Garcia celebrated his 53rd birthday on August 1st. Now, we all know that Garcia had suffered from poor health in recent years, suffered a major collapse in July of 1986 from exhaustion, aggravated by a weight problem and undiagnosed adult diabetes. In recent years, he fought all kinds of addictive problems. It is believed he was being treated for drug problems at the time of his death this morning. That's all we have. We are working on the story and trying to ferret out other information as it becomes available. We will then make it available to you.
It's 3 minutes after 9 o'clock on KSCA FM 101.9. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock at KSCA FM 101.9 with the Grateful Dead. And Eyes of the World, as we learn about the death of Jerry Garcia this morning. And Chuck, you're still checking the wire.
Yeah, well, we're still working on the case in a situation like this. The news is so big, and all of the usual sources are being absolutely inundated, and the ones we've been able to get through to are basically saying, you know, we don't really know any more than what you've got, which is just that Garcia was found dead. Jerry Garcia found dead this morning in his room at a Northern California drug treatment facility before Forest Knolls in Novato in Marin County, and that he died of natural causes. And that's really just about all we've got right now.
What we're going to do is take a quick break here and come back on the other side and continue playing Grateful Dead music. If there's something you feel like you really want to hear this morning, give us a call. We'll try to get it on for you.
Hi there.
Owens Corning and Home Base, ready to help.
It is 9:14. Yeah, the phones are ringing off the hook here in the KSCA studios. And unfortunately, it is true, Jerry Garcia was found dead this morning at the age of 53 in Northern California. Chuck is on the phone and on the wire services trying to find out any more details. As soon as we get more information, we will pass it along to you. In the meantime, we are just devoting at least the rest of our show this morning to the Grateful Dead music and your requests. So here we go, Grateful Dead on KSCA. KSCA FM 101.9. KSCA FM 101.9, The Grateful Dead. Chuck, do you have any new news?
Well, not really. I just kind of restate what we do know, which is that Jerry Garcia was found not breathing in his room this morning at 4:20 a.m. by a counselor at Serenity Knolls, which is a Marin County residential treatment center for drug addiction. A nurse was summoned to the room at 4:23 a.m. Efforts to resuscitate Garcia were to no avail. Subsequent sheriff's department staff who were called to the scene also attempted unsuccessfully to revive Jerry Garcia. Jerry Garcia, the legendary leader and co-founder of the Grateful Dead, just celebrated his 53rd birthday August 1st, just 8 days ago. He had, of course, suffered serious health problems over many years. He collapsed from exhaustion in 1986, complicated by a weight problem. It was then discovered, also complicated by adult onset diabetes, a condition which dogged him for the rest of his life, along with his continuing struggles with drugs. That's really all the information we have. Funeral arrangements, we don't know yet. Any memorials for him, we have yet to hear exactly what's going on with that, the precise cause of death. All of that information will be forthcoming. It only, once again, hit the news within an hour or so ago, and he only died this morning at about 4:20.
Obviously, a lot of emotion pouring out from listeners all over Southern California. We're answering your phone calls and getting on as many of your requests as we can. And we'll continue in just a few moments.
On 800-4-MERCEDES.
KSCA FM 101.9. It's 9:42 on this Wednesday morning. And we are playing the music of the Grateful Dead. From Blues for Allah, Help is on the Way. A lot of requests this morning for this one. FM 101.9.
This darkness got me feeling.
KSCA FM 101.9, The Grateful Dead, as we remember Jerry Garcia. It is 2 minutes before 10 o'clock. This is when we usually hand it all over to Mary Lee Kelly, but we just scratched the surface here, so we're going to hang out for a little while longer and keep this going. Chuck?
Yeah, just to kind of keep people updated as to what's going on, folks just tuning in, trying to find out what had happened. And as you probably heard, Jerry Garcia, the leader of the Grateful Dead, the guru to a couple of generations of deadheads, died in his sleep this morning at a residential drug treatment center in Marin County. A nurse who entered Garcia's room at 4:20 a.m. at Serenity Knowles found that he wasn't breathing. She summoned a center counselor who tried unsuccessfully to resuscitate Garcia. Sheriff's Department personnel who arrived a few minutes later similarly tried CPR, obviously to no avail. There is yet no specific information on the precise cause of death, but it is well known that Garcia, who turned 53 years old on August 1st, had suffered from a variety of health problems, most seriously from adult onset diabetes, which was behind his famous 1986 collapse. We are continuing to work on the story and come up with other information, but right now the main facts are known, which is that Jerry Garcia died in his sleep this morning at the age of 53.
We are continuing playing your requests, Grateful Dead songs, Jerry Garcia songs, and, you know, when someone dies who you kind of think of as immortal, it just kind of makes you put things in perspective. A good day to tell someone that you love them. Got a call from a listener who said the last song that the Grateful Dead ever played was Box of Rain. It was the last song they did at the Soldier Field concerts. And he requested that one. So here you go, the Grateful Dead on KSCA, Glendale, Los Angeles, FM 101.9. KSCA FM 101.9. We are remembering Jerry Garcia today. In case you're just tuning in and have just heard the news, well, Chuck, why don't you update us on what's going on?
Well, yeah, I'm sure you could do it as well as I could right now. I guess it's just my job to, but the information by this time is well known to us that Jerry Garcia, 53 years old, as of August 1st, was found dead at a drug treatment center where he had been staying in Marin County. Early this morning, a counselor at the center discovered him. Efforts to resuscitate him were unsuccessful. The precise cause of death is not known at this time, but Jerry Garcia, die in his sleep this morning at the Serenity Knowles Treatment Center in Marin County.
It's 9 minutes after 10 o'clock. As you can tell, Chuck and I are going to stick around for a while and keep the Grateful Dead and Jerry Garcia music going. Lots of you are calling in and just kind of just expressing your love and sadness on this day and requesting songs. And a couple of people have reminded me that Jerry Garcia was a member of New Riders of the Purple Sage and also a bluegrass band called Old and In the Way. So we'll check out a song. Actually, it's Old and In the Way doing this. It's a song that New Riders of the Purple Sage are known for. You'll recognize it, I think. It's called Panama Red on FM 101.9.
His white horse. Mescalito becomes breeze of the town, and the old woman's up in bed.
KSCA FM 101.9. That's Not Fade Away, going down the road and feeling bad, the Grateful Dead. As we remember Jerry Garcia today, Chuck, you want to bring us up to date on what happened this morning?
Well, I can just rehash the information that we've got, the details of which, if you've been paying attention this morning, are pretty well known to you, that Jerry Garcia did die this morning, apparently of natural causes, apparently in his sleep. He was 53 years old. He just had his 53rd birthday on August 1st. The Marin County Sheriff's Department said Garcia was found dead at 4:23 this morning. A counselor came into his room at the drug treatment center where he had been staying, called Serenity Knowles, and found that he was not breathing. A nurse came in and attempted to resuscitate Garcia to no avail. Paramedics who responded to the scene also tried to practice CPR, but obviously no response. Nothing specific on the cause of death, whether it was a heart attack or whatever it was. The important fact is that Jerome John Garcia, as he was christened, died this morning at the age of 53. Spokesman for the dead, Dennis McNally, simply called Garcia's death a meltdown, and I think that pretty well describes the feeling around here. Nobody quite knows what to do or how to react, and people are calling like crazy.
And basically, we've been letting you call the shots. We got the news at around 8:30 this morning, and ever since then, we've kind of turned the radio station over to you. We've been playing your requests, and it's been nonstop Grateful Dead and Jerry Garcia music ever since then. And Nicole and Chuck here. I mean, we're usually out of here at 10 o'clock. We decided to hang in, well, and just see how it goes. The phones have been ringing off the hook. We've got papers and papers of requests. And the next one, actually a nice piece of trivia, the second song ever played on KSCA when we signed on the air. You know the first one. Do you know the second one? It was the Grateful Dead, West LA Fade Away on KSCA FM 101.9. KSCA FM 101.9, The Grateful Dead, West LA Fade Away from In the Dark. We are playing Grateful Dead music, Jerry Garcia music, as we remember Jerry Garcia today. And on the phone, we have Kim from Chatsworth. And I've been answering the phones all morning long, and people are telling us, Chuck and I, all kinds of stories. And we figured, why not let them share it with you? I answered the phone, and Kim said, Jerry Garcia was a big part of my life. So why don't you tell us all what you're going to tell me?
Yeah, it was just that, you know, Jerry and the band offered a neat escape for everybody to go to. You know, you're in this crazy world and everything going wrong, it seems like, you know, there's very little places that people, you know, in the dead community can turn to. And the concerts and his music were an inspiration for all of us. And it's a really sad thing that he's gone, but you know, it's inevitable, actually. And I think what is good is that we give Jerry a good tribute, and that we recognize that the music and the gift that he's given to us will carry on forever.
Absolutely, and that's kind of what we're trying to do here today. Kim, thanks for calling. You're with KSCA FM 101.9. Southern California's album Alternative, FM 101.9, Fire on the Mountain, The Grateful Dead. All these songs, by the way, are by request. The phones have been ringing off the hook since we got the news at 8:30 this morning that Jerry Garcia had passed away. And we've been just taking your requests and getting on as many of them as possible. We've also been listening to your comments on what Jerry Garcia, what kind of an impact he's had on your life. On the phone, we have Steve in Venice. Steve, you there?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you just tell everyone what you were just telling me?
Well, I was driving to work this morning, and I heard you and Chuck announce this. And even though all of us who followed the dead knew that it was just a matter of time, that Jerry was always pretty much skirting with death, there was this sinking feeling that was very akin to the feeling I had when I heard about John Lennon years ago. And I'm 41, and I've been listening to the dead for 30 years, and it's, you know, it's kind of a connection of my adulthood with my childhood, and a little piece of both, and I have died today. And I also wanted to say that thank God for you guys, because you're pretty much the only station in LA that really gives a damn anymore whether Jerry Garcia would be dead or alive.
Well, we're getting the kind of response that you had mentioned a moment ago from so many people. I've got a poem here, in fact. I'm not going to read it, but people, that's the kind of outpouring of feeling and affection and sadness that people are expressing this morning.
You know, the Grateful Dead has been such a part of our lives all through growing up. They've been around for so long, and this summer, I'm just so glad I took the opportunity to go see them in Vegas because I hadn't seen them since college. But the same feeling prevails at a Grateful Dead concert. It's one of love and camaraderie and people getting along and peace and happiness. And so I know Grateful Dead fans will find comfort in each other today. This is probably the most requested song of the morning. It's from the Europe 72 album. It's one that the Grateful Dead plays when on occasions that they've lost someone. It's called He's Gone on KSCA FM 101.9. We are remembering Jerry Garcia this morning on KSCA FM 101.9. Grateful Dead from the Mars Hotel, China Doll on KSCA as we remember Jerry Garcia today. On the phone is Karen from Encino, and Karen has something that she wants to share with us. Karen, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you wrote a poem. You wrote a poem?
Yeah, I wrote a poem in 1980, and it's called The Night Before the Dead Show.
Okay.
'Twas the night before the dead show, and all through the line, not a deadhead was sleeping, instead...
And unfortunately, that's all we've got. The tape ran out, and the day continued just in that manner. Phone calls came in all day long. We turned the programming over the entire day to honor Jerry Garcia. There were no other radio outlets in Los Angeles doing anything. So we became the de facto point place for all the Jerry Garcia fans who wanted to express their emotions. I wound up heading up a rally, a tribute, a memorial at Griffith Park that night. From getting to the radio station at 5 o'clock that morning, I'm not sure what time everyone started gathering, around 6 p.m. at Griffith Park in Los Angeles. Thousands of people showed up just to gather and play Grateful Dead music and be with each other. I was wondering really what purpose this Radio or Not podcast would serve. And now I know. It's, you know, so these days can live on, I suppose. The interviews I've done that I hate to see just fade away. And a day like this, when a lot of people come together to honor someone who meant a lot to them in their lives. So... here you go. Jerry Garcia has been gone for 10 years. Wow. But the music lives on. Thanks for joining me today on Radio or Not. I'm Nicole Sandler. Stay tuned the next couple of days. Come back and we'll continue our Steely Dan interview part 2 and lots more to come. As always, feel free to drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you. radioornot@gmail.com or just leave a message on the blog at radioornot.com. I'm Nicole Sandler. Thanks for joining me.